Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lunch with Pastor Linda, and we are back. We are absolutely going to continue this faith. While I'm waiting for my guest to call in, I wanted to just let you know of a couple of things that I mentioned earlier on in the week. I just want to re-mention them. Today, our show is going to be a half an hour long. So if you have any questions or need prayer regarding faith, you'll want to call in at 657-383-0379. Again, that number is 657-383-0379. And when you call in, hit number one or follow the instructions. I believe it's number one to let us know that you want to say something or you have a question or you need prayer, and we will definitely make time for you to get that prayer. But also, I just wanted to let you know on September the 22nd, we are having a Day of Atonement, and it's a teleconference call where you will be able to call in, and we're going to have several different people that are going to be praying for our cities, for our nation, for the world, for our churches, for our leadership, and just really going before God and asking God to forgive us of our sins, because that's what atonement means. We want him to make atonement for our sins. And then on that's September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that would be 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all the other zones, you just have to, figure where you fall into that. But then on September 23rd at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will be taking communion. And I ask, if you're going to take communion with us, that you use grape juice and crackers or bread. Don't use any other, nothing else. Let's be obedient. And also on the 22nd, we will also be fasting. So starting at midnight to midnight, we will be fasting. So while we're praying, we'll also be fasting and praying. And then we will get up at 6 a.m. and have communion. And then on the 27th through October 4th, every night of that week, we are going to have, and I believe that's 8 days, every night we are going to be, I shouldn't say night because it's actually going to be afternoon for us, evening for those on the East Coast. But we're going to have a different speaker that's going to be speaking, and I'll tell you, the ones that are coming forth and saying that they have a word is just dynamite. That's all I can say. I feel like J.J. Walker, dynamite, or whatever his name is. That's how I feel right now. And so I'm really looking forward to that. We will have the information. I've been putting it up on the internet, on Facebook, but we will have a flyer hopefully done by today or tomorrow. And so that flyer will start to circulate. It's going to be a flyer about the prayer and a flyer about the conference and who the speakers will be. And so I'm really excited because God is doing some great things. And I believe that this is just a time for us to go before the Lord and ask him to have mercy and to have grace upon our nation and upon the world, because we know that, you know, the Bible says that it's only going to get worse. But I believe that the saints of God can pray for mercy, and the saints of God can pray for grace. And those that need to find the ark of safety will find the ark of safety before the Lord returns, because he is coming back. Understand that. He is coming back. And I know if you've been saved for any amount of years, I've been saved for 41 years, and they've been saying it as long as I've been saved, but I just know that I'm closer to that time, because these are the last and evil days. And so we just need to make sure that we're mindful and that we as saints are doing what God has put us on the earth, which is to pray that his kingdom come, his will be done. And so I am excited about this Day of Atonement, and it's the Yom Kippur Day of Atonement. So it's recognized by the Jews as the Day of Atonement, and we're just going to piggyback on that and pray on that day, September the 22nd. And Yom Kippur is actually from sundown to sundown. So that's sundown the 22nd to sundown the 23rd. And so that's why we're praying. And I'm excited, and that's why we're praying at 7:30, because around here, that's almost sundown here in California. And so I am just excited, and I see that my caller, my guest is on, Elder Aaron is on, and he's going to go ahead and pick it up where he left off and talk about faith. Again, if you have questions, comments, need prayer, you need direction, whatever it may be, you can call in at 657-383-0379. And let me just say this before I hand it over to Elder Aaron. If you are listening to these in the archives, you didn't hear us live and you weren't able to call in, you can still send your prayer requests, your questions, your comments to Pastor Linda Hillman at hotmail.com. For those of you that are not looking at my name, it's LindaHillman, Pastor Linda Hillman at hotmail.com. You can send me your prayer requests. You can send me your comments, your concerns, and we will make sure that we take them before the Lord and get back to you with whatever the Lord will give us to say to you. But now you're going to be in the hands of Elder Aaron.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Radio Land. We thank God again for this opportunity to share with you. We're going to just dive right in with the Word of God and just go forward on what God has to say. And just a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to share your Word again on today, God. We thank you right now for your many blessings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless your word in the name of Jesus as it goes forth. Let it do what it's designed to do, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Just to recap what we've been talking about, it's definitely faith. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, and it is the evidence of things that are not seen. And we talked about on yesterday, we talked about the things that will hinder your faith and how sometimes our doubt and our disbelief or our unbelief frustrates God. But as I was beginning to study on last night, and I looked at it real closely again, because faith is such a broad subject and you can talk about faith all day and all night, but the Lord led me to this word trust, and it is a part of faith. And he spoke with me, you know, the Spirit of the Lord spoke with me and said there was someone who had been listening, has a problem, or not really a problem, but they're struggling with trust. And trust is a part of faith. And so I began to look up the word trust. I looked up both naturally with Webster's Dictionary, and I looked it up also in my Bible dictionary that I carry around. And I want to give you Webster's real quick, and then if you want to write this down, you can. It says the trust is the reliance on the integrity, strength, ability, surety of a person or thing in which you have confidence in. It is the reliance on the integrity, the strength, the ability, the surety of a person or thing you have absolute confidence in. And we know that we learned earlier during the week that faith is having absolute confidence in God's word. Why? Because we said that God, we taught that God is not a man that he shall lie, neither is he the son of man that he shall repent, but he will do exactly what he says. It says, had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That's in Numbers 23:19. But trust is also a person on whom a thing or which one relies. Now, the Bible dictionary says to put one's confidence in a personal thing, which basically is the same, God's name and his word. In God's name and his word. Now, I don't know who you are out there today in Radio Land listening to this here topic and listening to this program, but God told me to tell you Trust in him. I don't know what you're going through, but God knows what you're going through. He sits high, he looks low, he sees all, and he knows all. But you have to put your trust and your confidence in someone or something, because a lot of people put their trust in things. My God. Number one thing that we, most of us put our trust in, we put our trust in our finances or our bank account, our savings account, or whatever you may have. Your trust is directed toward that, because you have to see it in order for you to believe it. And that's kind of takes us back on what Thomas said. That he said, until I see the holes in his hand, until I see the hole in his side, I ain't going to believe none of y'all. He didn't want to believe it at all. But then when Jesus turned and appeared to him, he said, Thomas, look here. Put your hand, put your fingers in the holes which are in my hand. Put your hand into my side, Thomas, and believe it. And then right there on the spot, he began to believe. Some of us have to see a thing or two before we absolutely believe it. But God is dealing with us today on trusting him, trusting and believing in him. Psalms 18:2 said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him or in whom will I trust? He is my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. You can depend on God for any and everything. You have to be persuaded that you can depend on God. You have to come to a point in your life where you're so bound, wrapped up, tied up in the word of God that whatever God says he wants to do in your life, you trust him to the utmost. Ah, my God, thank you, God. And he says in Psalm 71, he says, O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all of them that persecute me and deliver me. You're going to be talked about, but you also got to know that you have enough power within you. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. You put your trust in him and believe in him and him only. God said he will deliver you. So I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know what you're faced with. I don't know if you're having problems in your house. I don't know. But I do know this one thing for sure, that if I trust in the Lord with all of my heart and believe in his word and know for a fact, I know there's nothing that can push me to a side. There's nothing can make me doubt him, because I know I tried him for myself. That I trust and believe that God will. Now, he may not come when I want him, but God is always on time. And that will help your faith grow. That will put your trust in him will grow. It will get stronger as you get into the word more and more. And then you get to the point where you say, in Psalms 37:5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Listen, you got to be able to say what God says. You got to be able to speak his word. Speak it out of your mouth. We learned that in the beginning of this whole subject of faith, is what you say. Speak the word of God out of your mouth, and it shall come to pass. But you have to commit thy way unto the Lord. You can't continue to keep walking around doing things your way. As they used to say in this commercial on television years ago, this is Burger King, you can have it your way. But it's not so with God. You're either going to commit your way to God or you're going to commit your way to the world. My God. And you're going to trust man or you're going to trust God. And lots of times we lean more to man than we lean toward God. Because when things are going good, 9 times out of 10, most of us don't even spend time like we should with God. But then when things go wrong, that's when we begin to cry out unto the Lord. And then we say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your help. But then God is saying, I loved you when you was going through, and I still love you right now. My God, thank you, God. So I'm going to commit my way unto him and trust in him. And most of us trust in our parents. When we were growing up, we had to lean and depend on our parents. But when we got older and they began to put us out of the house, so to speak, then we had to begin to lean and depend on where we talked to provide for ourselves. But when we got older, We said, okay, look here, God, I can't do this by myself. Let me have you. I need your word. I need you to step in and fix the thing for me. But that's why he says here, the Lord is, or I will say unto the Lord, that he is my refuge and he is my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Where is your faith today? Who are you putting your confidence in? Who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in your account? Are you trusting in your spouse? Are you trusting in your job? Because you can lose your job today, but you still have to hold on to something that you can put your trust in. They put on the back of our dollar bills that we carry around in our pocket, it says, in God we trust. Now, the world don't really, really believe that because they're believing in a system. But if you say, as a Christian, as a believer, in God I trust, that's saying you're putting the world system to the side and said, I'm going to stand on his word and rely on him to see me through and whatever my situation or circumstance is. And that is basically saying, I'm going to do it God's way. I got to step out the way and trust in him. My confidence is in God. My confidence is in his word. My confidence is knowing that God will do what he said he will do. For he said that his word should not return unto him void. Then whatever wherever he sends his word is going to go out and do and accomplish the thing that it is designed to do. And when God speaks a word into your life, my God, then he'll begin to turn around things in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Things will begin to happen. Things will turn around for you. But you have got to accept that this is what God has for me. Your future, listen to me. Your future is in your heart. Let me say that again. Your future is in your heart, the heart of man. What is in you, whatever you see, whatever in your heart that comes out of you, that's what is going to happen. I'm telling you, you have to know for a fact that I'm speaking the word of God on my situation. I'm speaking the word of God on my children because I believe God's word. I saw on television last night where a woman who lost her son in a drowning accident, and they said he was dead for about an hour and a half, both naturally in his body and brain dead. He was brain dead and physically dead. But she stood on the word of God so that she went into the emergency room and she spoke the word of God. God bring the Holy Spirit back into his life, back into his body, and they tell me that the young man came to life. And the evidence was that while the man was speaking the word of God, he asked the young man to speak up, stand up, and show himself that, yes, I was dead at one time for an hour, but my mother came in. That's how much faith, that's how much confidence that she had in God. And then when the woman spoke the word of God, her son came back to life. You have the power within you to just speak a word. And if you speak that word of confidence, God will do with confidence what he or what you ask him to do. He will do it and your faith, but you have to stand on it. So trust God. Faith works along with trust. Trust in the Lord and believe in him. Man or woman of God listening today, I know for a fact for myself, and I'm walking this thing by sight, walking by faith but not by sight, that I know if I put my trust in him, he will do what he said he would do. So for the rest of this hour, I understand that Pastor want to open up the phone lines. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and turn it back to her, and I just want to just encourage you, keep walking by faith and not by sight. Believe in God, trust God, and you will grow, and your faith will grow from faith to faith. You will have obtained great faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor is back in your hand.
Amen. If you want to call in, it is 657-383-0379. I know, Elder Aaron, we do have one prayer request. I was in the chat room briefly. And someone said, please pray. I don't know who they are. They're guest number 10, so I don't know exactly who they are. But they said, just pray. I can trust God even the more. So while we're waiting for people to call in, because I know some people might be on their lunch or in, you know, in a place where they can't call in. But again, if the chat room is open, if you want to go in on the chat room, you just go to the link that you found this, that you saw this online. Just click on that link, and it will take you to the page, and you can come in to the chat room. You can also, I'm also in my email, so if you can't call in, but you want to send an email for us to pray for you while we're on the line, you can also do that. But again, the number is 657-383-0379. So if you can call in, we would love to hear from you and just kind of touch and agree with you if it were over the phone. So again, right now we're going to pray for this lady or man, don't know, that needs prayer for trusting God more.
Isn't that something that they asked for prayer for trust? And today's subject was on trust. My God. And they need to put their faith more in trust. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word of trust, oh God. God, you know who they are. You know what they stand in the need of, God. But we're standing right now with them in agreement, God, that you will strengthen them on their trust. Ah, my. Believing and trusting in you. Strengthen them in their heart, oh God. Strengthening their mind and their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare right now that their faith would increase, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the area of trust, oh God, whether it be in you, God, or whether they're having problems with someone that they love, God. But, God, the spirit of trust comes from you. Ah, the spirit of faith comes from you, oh God. Ah, faith is a gift. So we're asking right now, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would do this for them, God, whoever they may be, God, in the name of Jesus. I know that you can. I know that you will. God, I even know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, in the area of trust, Father, we stand in agreement with them right now, in the name of Jesus. And it is so, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. Thank
amen,
you, Lord. My God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just give you glory and honor, and we just give you praise right now, God. Lord, I pray for everyone that's listening to this broadcast, those that are struggling with faith, those that are struggling with trust, those that don't have the confidence they should have in you, God. I'm asking right now, Lord Jesus, that you would spread out over the world, everyone that listens to this broadcast, whether they're listening live or they're coming and listening while it's in the archives, God, after we've gone on and done other things. Lord, I'm just asking right now that you will give them holy boldness to trust you, to stand upon your word, because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. If you said it, it shall be so. And so, God, I just want your people today to recognize that you are God and there is no other. Hallelujah. There's none beside you. You are King of kings, Lord of lords. You are the one that can do the impossible. God, it may seem impossible to us, but we know that it is not impossible for you, God. You said you make all things possible. And God, if we would just have faith and believe that all things are possible to us, but God, we ask you right now that you would help our unbelief. Help us in the areas that we're struggling. Help us, oh God, to stand upon your word, because the devil is sneaky. He comes in and he'll make it sound like it's the truth, Lord, but we know that it's not. And I come against every lie of the enemy right now, and I cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus as a hedge of protection about his people, God, that when you give us a word, when you speak something into the atmosphere of our lives, God, that we will receive what you have said. We will not talk ourselves out of it. We will not speak doubt. Hallelujah. We will not worry and fret, oh God. We will not allow what we see to distract us and deter us, oh God. But we will do and say what you say. We agree with you right now. Whatever you say, God, it is so. Whatever you say, God, situation, regardless of our circumstances, oh God. We trust you even now. And so, Lord, I just pray, hallelujah, that as this prayer goes forth, hallelujah, it's just a blanketed prayer that I felt in my spirit. But as this prayer goes forth, hallelujah, those that need it will grab a hold to it, hallelujah, and their faith will increase, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I see that we have some people that have called in, but you guys don't have your hand raised, or you haven't hit number one. So if you want to come online, just because you called in, I'm not going to assume that you want to come online. If you want to come online, I just need you to press the number one or whatever the instructions is by the lady so you can let the host know that you want to talk, and that way I will know to come to you. So those of you that are on the call, thank you for calling in. And if you have a comment, a question, a prayer request, need clarity, whatever it may be, please go ahead and let me know that you want to speak. We do have someone that hit me up on Facebook in my inbox, and they said, please pray. I am going on a weight loss journey, and I need God to increase my faith that I will achieve my goals as set forth. So go ahead, Pastor Aaron, let you go ahead and pray for that.
Amen, amen. And Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, you know what that individual is going through right now. God, we know that even on that particular journey, God, that it starts with the mind. They have to have their mind made up, oh God, that this is what they're wanting to do in their hearts, God. So we pray for her strength, or his or her strength right now on this journey of weight loss, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will strengthen them in their body so they can accomplish the goal. But, Father, we know right now that all we have to do is acknowledge you, oh God, in all that way. We just acknowledge you, and we know that you will direct our path. And I thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that you will be with that person, Father, in the name of you. My God, we declare it in the name of Jesus right now, God. Ah, God, give that person patience, oh God. Ah, in the name of Jesus, on this journey that is more than just one day, it's more than just 2 days. It is a thing that they have to be consistently do, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And then, God, guide them and direct them to the things that they need to do and the things that they don't need to do, God. Thank you right now, Father. In Jesus' name, God, give them strength, oh God. Strengthen their bodies, God, to make the journey. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We also have a prayer request for Pastor Cynthia. She is fighting a fight against cancer. And it looks like, and I'm going to say what it says here, it looks like she's losing the battle. However, God can change it around even in the ninth hour, even in the 11th hour, even 59 seconds, because I remember one time the 49ers, we thought that back in the 80s, we thought they was going to lose. In 34 seconds, they came out of nowhere and won the game and went to the Super Bowl. Or one, I guess it was the Super Bowl that they were in. So I believe if the 49ers can do it in their human strength, then surely God can be a 34-second God. Somebody better come on with it. So we just want to lift her up, Pastor Cynthia, out of Sacramento, that, you know, God will have his perfect way in her life, if we can go ahead and pray for that now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for Pastor Cynthia. You know where she is, oh God. But God, we just want to pray your word. I hear you say, pray the word in the name of Jesus. But he was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Exodus 15:26 says, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord of thy God, and would do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In the name of Jesus, we're declaring, God, right now, in this hour, There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too hard for you, God. You can do it. You can speak just one word, oh God. Hey, God, you can turn it around for Pastor Cynthia in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, let her complete the work in you. My God, in the name of Jesus. As David said, oh Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. God, give her the strength to cry out to you. God, my God, give her the strength to cry out to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give her the strength that she needs, God. We bind that spirit of sickness right now. God, you said you would take sickness away from the midst of her in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you right now for how you're doing it in the spirit realm right now. We're standing with our faith, our confidence in you, God, our belief, our confidence, and our trust in your word, oh God, that you would do what you said you would do, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the healing in advance, oh God. You did it for her for 2,000 years ago. All she has to do is just receive it in her heart. Yes, my God, just receive it. Just receive it. Receive the healing that's readily available to her, God, in the name of Jesus. When we thank you right now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you're just coming in, we are praying for more faith. If you have, even if it's not a faith-related prayer request, if you just want us to pray with you, we are opening up the lines. You can call in 657-383-0379. You only have a few more minutes to call in before Blog Talk will shut down the lines, but we want you, if you can get in, go ahead and call in. If not, then we want you to go ahead and send us an email at PastorLindaHillman@hotmail.com. Again, that's LindaHillman, PastorLindaHillman@hotmail.com, and we will definitely pray for your request. And I see that we got a few more people in the chat room, so those in the chat room, if you want to type in your prayer request there, you can go ahead and do that. I'm excited about what God is going to do. I can feel faith being built up in the flesh. Everyone,
yes,
wherever you may be, all over the world, listening to this, whether it's live or in the archives, I believe that God is building up your faith so that you can trust and believe him for what he has spoken. Now, I'm not talking, and I heard this last night, and I said, you know what, I'm going to have to steal that and say it too, because I'm not talking about you going and laying your hands on a house that you can't afford and hoping that God is going to bless you with that house. That's not what I'm talking about. But if God has promised you some things, if God has said he's going to give you a house, if God has said he's going to give you a car, if God has said he's going to give you a job, if God has said he's going to give you a husband or a wife, or he's going to let you, if you're barren and you want to have children, he says that he's going to give you a child, whatever it is that God has said, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
What God has said, we want you to have the faith for what God has said, not for what you think God said. Because you ate that pizza last night and it didn't settle right.
That's not
what we're talking about. We're talking about what has God said to you. If you've forgotten what God has said, go back and ask him, because he'll tell you. I'm a witness. He'll come back and say, this is what I said. And he will let you know what he has promised you. And so those are the things we're standing on. What he has decreed and declared. It's a Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Those are what we're talking about. We're talking about what he's already spoken over you, what he's already decreed over you. Hallelujah. And if you need faith and trust and believe in that, go ahead, send us an email, get in the chat room, call us up if you can get through. If you can't get through, send us that email, PastorLindaHillman@hotmail.com, and we will pray and agree with you, because I believe your faith, even as you heard the word of the Lord today, I believe your faith is being built up, and this is not the time for giving up. This is not the time for looking back. This is not the time for taking your hand off the plow. But this is the time to be focused on what the Lord says, because he is sure to come back. He is coming back soon. Hallelujah. And he's coming back for a church that has made themselves right and ready. So you need to be able to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish while it is day. The word of God says work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. And so we have got to be busy about our Father's business. And that means that we have to always mindful of what he's saying. We have to be like the sons of Issachar and discern the times. Hallelujah. The times are getting bad, but this is the greatest time of the church. Because guess what? Where evil prevails, grace does more, even more prevail. And so we have got to make sure that we're being the beacon of light that we need to be. We got to make sure that we're walking down this thing and not looking like the world, because he called us out of the world. He said, come out from among them. And so we have got to come out, and there has to be a difference. When people see us and we say that we're Christians, there has to be a difference. They've got to see the love of God in you. They've got to see the favor of God on you. And I'm not talking about favor as in prosperity. I'm talking about favor of God, because favor of God is more than prosperity.
Amen.
Yes, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Yes, all of that. And I believe all of that. But when you have the favor of God goes further than the funds of God.
All right now.
I'm saying you can get some stuff with some favor and you'll never have to spend a dime. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So what you need to do is work on your faith level. Work on your faith. Let it build up in you. Hallelujah. Let it build up in you. Hallelujah. Build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. And so, again, we still got a few more minutes. So if you have a prayer request, go ahead and give us a call. And I've been talking a lot, so I'm going to pass it back over to Pastor Aaron, and he can say whatever the Lord is laying on his heart while we're waiting the next few minutes for someone to either call in or say they want prayer on the phone line in the chat room. My Facebook is up, so if you guys want to hit me up on Facebook, you can. Or you can send me my email. I'm inside all of my emails. So if you have any of my email addresses, not just the one I gave out over the air, but if you have any of them, you can send an email and we will get it and pray for you. So go ahead, Pastor Aaron. Say whatever the Lord is leading you to say in this time, and we'll see if the people call in.
Amen. Thank God. We thank God once again for this. While Pastor Linda was speaking, the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, read this scripture here, Hebrews 10 and 23. And this hopefully this would encourage you to hold on to what you know to be true. It says, Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. Whatever you speak, hold fast. Hold fast to it without wavering. For he is faithful, that promise. He's faithful. He will do more than enough. He will go beyond more than enough just because he loves you. And then James 1 and 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let God do the work. He's on the inside of you. It's going to work your patience. It's going to try you, but it's going to work your patience. And it's going to build you up to where you can hold fast to the profession of your faith. Hold fast to it. Believe in it. And Elder Linda, I want to hear from Pastor Cynthia. So if you get something back from her, I want to hear about the miracle. My God, because that's in my spirit right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
That's in my spirit right now. I want to hear. I want to hear from I'm believing God. I'm believing God that he can turn it around. Just like he can do for you. And for the sake of time.
Yes.
I know that God will turn things around in your life, but you have to do something first. And what is it that you got to do, you ask? Commit thy way. Get out of the way. You have to get you out of the way and commit thy way unto the Lord. My God, thank you, Jesus. Move out the way and let God do it. Stop trying to do it yourself. Stop trying to do it yourself. and let God do it and let God have it. But I'm telling you, I know for a fact for myself, even when I was going through my sickness, my God, I believe God. I got in the Word and I stand on His Word. I know what God can do. So hold fast to your profession.
I don't mean to cut you off, but can you just share with them the testimony that you gave us last Thursday about your situation? Because maybe that'll build somebody else's faith up to know that, you know, we're not just talking this thing to be talking it and it sound good, but we're absolutely living it. So if you can quickly share your testimony that you shared with us last Thursday night, I think that will increase the people's faith. Again, Amen. If you want to call in, go ahead and call in. If you want to get in the chat room, Facebook or email, go ahead and do that. And even once we're off the air, if I get anything, actually I'll be seeing Pastor Aaron in person tonight at Bible study, the Lord say the same. So we can just Amen. Touch and agree on those things, and I can bring it back to you guys that, yes, we did pray. So if we don't get to pray with you online, we will continue to pray if you send in your request. So, Pastor Aaron,
sure,
if you can share that testimony, and if nothing else, we'll end on that note, because I believe that God is doing something even in the midst of those
yes.
that are listening, even in the midst of me listening. I'm even receiving something from this. So go ahead, Pastor Aaron.
Amen, amen. Real quickly and briefly, Pastor Aaron was dealing with congested heart failure and cirrhosis to the liver at the same time. My God, I was in the hospital back in June on Father's Day, practically a week prior to that, and they had a problem slowing my heart down because it started beginning to race. And I tell you what, even the doctors themselves, my doctor who was there with me, he even began to doubt. But I'm telling you, I serve a God that's able. My God, I got out of the hospital on June 21st, Father's Day, and began to move in the things of God, began to focus on God and what God had allowed me to go through, because I could have been and should have been, but God allowed me to come through that. And I'm telling you, I did not receive that, what they said. I knew about the heart thing, but I said, oh, God, wait a minute, where did this cirrhosis come from? And they don't know where it come from. I didn't know where it come from. I said, God, there's got to be something that you allowed me to go through, and it's going to be a testimony. And I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking to you right now as a living testimony. God is delivering me from all of the diseases that they tried to say. I am feeling so much better in my body. My God, I'm moving forward in God. And as the process continues, each and every day the heart rate has slowed down. Even the pain within the area of the liver has even gone away. So I'm thanking God in advance for the healing, the divine healing. I'm thanking Him in advance for it, because He didn't have to, but He did. He let me go through this. It's just a testimony to where I can say, I've been through this. I went through the shadows of the valleys, the valley of the shadows of death. My God, faced it. My heart stopped a couple of times. But God brought, my God, thank you. Yes, God. Hello. Hey, my God. I get excited every time I think about it, how He brought me out of that. And He is continually still delivering, my God. And I believe in my heart and my spirit, whoever's listening to this and need to hear this word, God can do whatever He wants to do. And it's in His will. It's in His will.
Yes.
If He wants you to go
yes.
through, you'll go through. You'll go through. But He allowed you to go through, God will bring you out. He told me that in His word. Told me that, spoke to me, said, if I allow this thing to come upon you, it is my plan and desire to bring you out of it. And listen, let me tell you, God is bringing me out in the name of Jesus. And I'm coming out with my hands lifted up in praise. Thank you, God,
yes.
for every opportunity. In all things, give thanks. So I thank God every day. And I just did
yes.
not accept the word. I did not accept the doctor's word. I said, nope. I said, you might want to give up, but I'm not giving up. I know a man that can heal. And I still have to be obedient to the doctors and take the little tablets, whatever. And I prayed for them too, Pastor Linda. I took those bottles and I prayed over them in Jesus' name. There'll be no side effects in the name of Jesus.